T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are broadcasting live our virtual tailgate today. Yes, I'm still doing it, even though if you're just tuning us in, Major League Baseball has canceled and postponed, I should say, tonight's game between the Brewers and the Cardinals. A couple of Cardinals pitchers have tested positive for COVID. The Cardinals are certainly hoping that it's just their two pitchers. They continue to get tested today. They have been quarantined to the hotel here in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, the Brewers, if you've been watching some of the MLB Network coverage, the Brewers, they showed the Brewers a little bit earlier today, working out at Miller Park, getting their work in. So we'll see what happens. The series has not been canceled as of right now. Tomorrow's game between the Cardinals and the Brewers is going to go on as scheduled. The game today has been rescheduled as a part of a doubleheader on Sunday that will allow for additional COVID-19 testing to be conducted. So that's what they're doing today. Again, the Cardinals currently quarantined in their hotel rooms. They've been asked to stay there, to socially distance, to not go out if they absolutely don't need to. So anyway, there you have it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Yes, we're doing the virtual tailgate today. I'm going to do some Facebook Live. When John Heyman comes on at the bottom of the hour, John Heyman's been all over this story, and he was scheduled to join us now, but John Heyman is going to join us coming up here in about 30 minutes, a little bit less than that, actually, so stay tuned. But he's the one that broke the story. We'll talk with him about the positive test. We'll talk with him about kind of the likelihood that baseball is able to finish this. There's been discussion about whether or not baseball will not complete the 60-game season regarding every team. Therefore, they would then go to winning percentage as to the division winners and the playoff teams. So we'll get into that discussion coming up here as well. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the Admirals 50 Talk Line, the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals 50 Talk Line. You can hit me up on Twitter, and I would hope you go to Twitter, you go to Facebook, you go to Instagram today, doing a lot of stuff via pictures from the virtual tailgate out here. I got the Traeger grill going, the ribs are on the grill later on today, going to put the sausages on the other grill that's out here. And I showed you the setup. Even the dogs are laying out here by me, just enjoying the day. It is great working outdoors here here in the Tiki Bar out back. So if you are enjoying it today, and maybe you're going to do a little tailgating, we still have Bucks basketball tonight. So I can tailgate for some Bucks basketball. There's nothing wrong with that. So we're going to enjoy some Bucks basketball coming up a little bit later on this evening as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network and the official beer sponsor of today's tailgate as well. Thanks to them for being a part of the program. We certainly appreciate it. And I want to get your thoughts on the likelihood that baseball completes its season and, maybe more importantly, whether or not football is going to be able to complete its season. I mean, that's the other thought in all of this. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to get your thoughts. This one's from Kathy. Kathy says, huge baseball fan. It is disappointing, but I'm glad they're taking the measures they are. Hopefully the Brewers can be back on the field soon, and the Brewers continue to test negative. Crossing my fingers, we can see more baseball. Appreciate it. This one's from Scott. Scott writes, this is the spelling gloom and doom for Major League Baseball and the NFL. Unless you compete in a bubble, there's no way you're going to complete the season. Many men just feel that they're in their 20s and they're invincible with millions of dollars. They need to get out and go party. It's not going to happen. I was kind of hoping that what happened to the Miami Marlins maybe would have been the warning shot. And who knows? I mean, it's a couple of pitchers for the St. Louis Cardinals. You're hoping that it's, you know, one person had it, maybe didn't know it, or maybe you just, they were following the social protocols. Who knows? I mean, we're going to find out eventually what happens via contact tracing, because baseball's been good at that. And then we found out that some players from the Marlins, while they were in Atlanta, went out and did a little partying and ended up contracting COVID. And before you know it, they all of a sudden started to infect the rest of their team. So not a good way to go there. Dipping in on Miller Park right now. Brewers taking batting practice, guys in the outfield working out, Christian Yelich in the on-deck circle to get some extra swings. But as we take a look around, everybody from Craig Counsell to players, even players that are taking rips right now in the cage, wearing masks. Christian Yelich stepping into the cage right now to try to get some extra rips, like I had mentioned, but everybody distant. Now, there are players next to players talking to one another behind the cage. A couple of guys standing there without masks, but for the most part, everybody has one on. Christian Yelich in the cage now has taken the mask off to get his rips in. But if you're at home or maybe you're, you know, watching some of this, you know what, though? I will say this. I see Tony Migliaccio, the clubhouse attendant for the Brewers, some of the grounds crew for the Brewers. They are all standing off to the side with masks on. But some of the guys, you know, in the batting cage and such are, you know, no masks, and they're within a few feet of one another, kind of chit-chatting. So, you again, though, they've tested negative. Because I got a couple people that brought that to my attention. They said, watch the MLB Network. You're seeing Brewers batting practice. So I flipped it over there just to see. And, you know, they were just showing a few guys standing next to one another. Without mask on, for the most part, everybody's got a mask. The guys in the outfield are doing their workouts. So we'll tell you more about what's going on down at Miller Park. But the good news is, out of all of this, the Brewers have not tested positive. It has been two pitchers with the St. Louis Cardinals organization that tested positive, and the Cardinals are now quarantined at their hotel here in Milwaukee. Game should go on tomorrow, at least according to Major League Baseball, and then a doubleheader starting at 1:10 Central Time will take place on Sunday to make up today's game. So you're caught up. 855-830-8648. Dave writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, first of all, went to Facebook. What a great setup. Looks like you're going to enjoy yourself today out in the sun. Yes, Dave, I am. I'm thinking about doing this more often. This is fantastic. I mean, I've always enjoyed my backyard. I've talked about it on the air before. I've always enjoyed just, you know, hanging out here and being here. And, hell, it's one of the reasons I bought the house. When I walked outside, I went, oh, yeah, this is me. This is it. Feels like you're on a rooftop bar in Mexico. It's awesome. He says, this is a sad day to see Major League Baseball have to shut it down so quickly. Now, again, it's one game as of right now for the Brewers. If that's all it is, then okay, then the protocols are in place, and hopefully they work. Then we'll see that that new rule be instituted on Sunday when you're talking about two seven-inning games with the doubleheaders rather than playing of two full nine-inning games. And Major League Baseball coming to that agreement last night, in case you did not know, baseball has decided to say, you know what, we're going to play – seven inning doubleheaders rather than playing the full nine. And they're doing the smart thing because they're conserving the players, they're conserving the health, and conserving the bullpens and the arms and such, because it was a very short ramp up to an otherwise you know, rigorous season, so to speak, in 60 games and, you know, like 65 days. So yeah, baseball needed to do something, and I think they did the right thing. I'm not a huge fan of it because just for the fact that I'm more of a baseball purist, but I completely understand it, and I applaud them for doing it. I really do. I applaud them for doing it. Normally, I would say nah, baby, nah, but in this particular case, yes. This is our buddy Steve in Richfield, writes in the Wendy's email inbox, what a shame that the game today and most likely tomorrow will be postponed. Well, as of right now, tomorrow is on as scheduled. We'll see. He said, you hit on it earlier, but what really makes me angry is the job that Manfred has or hasn't done. He is the black eye of baseball today. I hope that the owners can see this, as well as the changes that are needed. I hope. I also hope that Goodell is watching this closely for the NFL, as much as I hate to say this, but I think that the NFL should look very hard at delaying the season. Enjoy the tailgate. I can bring over some additional Bud Light. That's from Steve in Richfield. Steve, always welcoming more Bud Light. Always. I was over there yesterday, as a matter of fact. Had a great meeting with it was really weird. We walked into the conference room over at Budweiser yesterday for a meeting, and everybody had their own table. Everybody was like 10 feet apart. Everybody's wearing masks, and Bud Light actually makes Bud Light masks. So everybody's in Bud Light masks last night for this meeting. It was actually a really cool meeting. It was good to kind of interact with people, but we were so far apart. You really had to kind of speak up in this big conference room meeting. So we had a good time last night, though. Good stuff. 855-830-8648. Your thoughts. Major League Baseball postponing tonight's game between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Two Cardinals pitchers testing positive for COVID. They are in the hotel quarantining and being tested again today. Major League Baseball okayed the Brewers. The Brewers do not have positive tests. Therefore, they are working out at Miller Park. Looks like the game tomorrow, as of right now, is going to go on a schedule. A doubleheader coming up on Sunday. That is catching you up. Stay tuned. Want to get your thoughts, your opinions, and your concerns. All coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I see your dirty face.
Our friends at Van Horn Automotive, they want to remind you they're willing to buy your car right now. And I'm not talking about taking one in and trading it in or anything like that. I'm talking about, hey, maybe you need some cash or maybe you just want to get out of your vehicle. They're willing to buy it. Kelley Blue Book appraisers on hand, the fair appraisal from Kelley Blue Book at any of the Van Horn dealerships going on right now. So stop in. And there's no pressure, by the way, to buy another car. If you just want to sell it, just go on in, get the value of it, see if you like it, and take it from there. It's that simple. No gimmicks, no pressure. You don't have to worry about putting it on Marketplace or on any other website to try to sell it and having people say, can I come and look at it, and having these people that look like, yeah, no, I don't want to do business with that person, showing up at your house just to take a look, you know, and then the people that go, it's really nice, and then they got to go talk to their mom or something like that, and they're 58 years old. Anyway, long story short, all you got to do is go to Van Horn Auto. Go to vanhornauto.com even, and you can click on the Sell My Vehicle link for a Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. And if you need some service, you've been putting it off, don't put it off. You're probably an essential worker. Everybody needs their vehicle, right? Don't put it off. Right now, you can finance it 0% APR for 12 months on any repair up to $2,000. How about that? Application, quick and easy, whether it's at the service centers or online. Again, and plus, if you want to buy a car, sell a car, you want to do it all from the comfort of your own home, finance a car, find a car, trade in a car, whatever it may be, you can do it all online. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. And great people. I was just out there a couple of days ago, stopped out, and I shot a video for them. And it's probably on the Van Horn website, as a matter of fact. Go to vanhornauto.com. You're probably going to see it there. But had a great time shooting the video and talking to everybody out there. And they have social distance in their showrooms where they pulled a lot of the vehicles out, and they put these tables like 10, 15 feet apart in their showrooms, and they put tablecloths over them. And then when you're done, they rip the tablecloth off, throw it away, and then they start with another one. And so they're really doing it right. Really good dealership, cares about you and cares about getting you in the right vehicle. So tonight, as much as we're talking about the gloom and doom of baseball and the fact that the Brewers are not playing tonight due to positive COVID tests on behalf of the St. Louis Cardinals, you got Bucks basketball. Did you watch last night? I sat out back where I am. By the way, we're doing the virtual tailgate today. And coming up here at the bottom of the hour, John Heyman is going to be joining us. So look forward to that. Okay? But the virtual tailgate ongoing. The ribs are on the grill on the Traeger smoker. They've been on there about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. and they're smoking. They're good. I've got the other grill ready to go. We're going to fire it up and throw some sausages on it from Robert Specialty Meats coming up here in just a little bit. And you're going to see it all. We're going to do some Facebook Live over here. Facebook Live, Instagram Live, all that kind of stuff. Can you do, let me ask you this. Joe, do you know this by any chance off the top of your head, you being the social savvy media person that you are? Can you do Instagram Live and that then also transfers over to Facebook Live? Or do you have to do one or the other?
That's a great question. I didn't even realize Instagram has a live thing. I just post
when
pictures.
When you go to take a picture on Instagram, when you pull it up on your phone, the little Instagram logo at the top left, when you click on it, it brings you up to where you can take a picture. Well, when you down at the bottom where it says normal, then you got normal, boomerang, create, layout, all that kind of stuff. But if you go all the way over to the left, it'll say live. And you can then go ahead and tap the button, and then you go live. But on my Instagram account, it feeds pictures get fed over to my Facebook account. But I don't know if it does it for Facebook Live. So I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I have to do one or the other.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I will have a shameless plug. You can follow me on Instagram at Radio Joe Sports, just like
follow
the Twitter
Joe
account. I have to approve your request, and I will just send it over, but at Radio Joe Sports on Instagram. But yeah, Bill, I can't help you. I don't know.
Well, if anybody's out there that knows, let me know. So I don't know, though.
I don't know if Evan Heffelfinger has a clue. Probably not. I don't know, but
I don't know if Evan has a clue. Probably not.
And his microphone just came apart, so we got that going for us.
I don't know if Evan's got a clue. No, Evan doesn't have a damn clue. He's just behind the glass. He's like a
monkey. Yeah, and his microphone
kid.
Just literally fell off. So there, he's fixing that. So don't even bother bringing him in.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know? Do you have any idea? Can't merge the two, he says.
Can't merge the two. Okay. Well, I'll do it on Facebook Live then. Follow me over on Facebook. And the reason I won't do it on Instagram, right? Well, you know what? Maybe I'll do one on Facebook Live and then Instagram later. But
you have way too many followers on your Facebook page. So just do
right.
Facebook.
Facebook is like 20, close to 20,000 followers over there. So I'll do that over on Facebook. I'll do the first one on Facebook. And for those of you that follow me on Instagram as well, I'll do it on Instagram coming up a little bit later on. But yeah, I just wanted to know that. I didn't know if you could do that or not. So, but anyway, we got Bucks basketball coming up tonight for sure. Did last night really get you excited? Last night you saw the Jazz end up beating the Pelicans 106-104. And the Jazz came back and won that ball game in the fourth quarter. Outscored the Pelicans 27-17, but 106-104 last night. Donovan Mitchell puts up 20 and 5 boards, 5 assists. Drew Holiday, 20 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. And then you had the Clippers get knocked off by the Lakers. And for the most part, that game wasn't really that close. The Clippers made it close to end the half. And then after that, the Clippers actually won the third quarter, and the Lakers ended up winning 103-101. By the time it was all said and done, Paul George, 30 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. Anthony Davis, 34 last night in that solid effort for the Lakers. They're going to be a tough team. I still think they're going to be a tough out, but that was a big test for the Clippers, and the Clippers came up just a little bit short. And they were down by 12 after the first quarter, the Clippers were. And they battled back. They played solid defense down the stretch, but they just didn't have enough to overcome the early deficit. And therefore, the Lakers walk away with a win. You've got coming up on the docket tonight, obviously, the Bucks and the Celtics. They're the first game. Or no, I think that's actually the – correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're the mid-game because you've got the first game to tip off is the Magic and the Nets, I know. I think you got the Grizzlies and the Trailblazers after that over on NBA TV. Yes. Also starting at the same time as the Suns and the Wizards. That's about 3 o'clock Central Time. And then you've got the Celtics and the Bucks 5:30 tonight. Celtics and Bucks 5:30 tonight. 7 o'clock tonight, the Kings and the Spurs, and then the Rockets and the Mavericks are the later game this evening as well. So there you have it. Again, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's see here. What else do we have? By the way, some other breaking news. We're going to talk more with John Heyman about this coming up here in about 5 minutes. Some of the top young Marlins prospects and players thinking about calling it a season, hearing that the second baseman, Esan Diaz, is at least considering leaving the team hotel in Philly and heading home and opting out, at least through yesterday. Diaz was in the minority among the Marlins players in that he was COVID negative. The Marlins not commenting to this point. This is all from John Heyman. So there you have it. That's one of the notes, the side notes to all of this is some of the players in the Marlins considering opting out after the numerous positive tests with their team. In the meantime, you got the Cardinals in the hotel here in Milwaukee being retested today for COVID after two pitchers tested positive, and thus the game tonight is canceled. 855-830-8648. This was from Tom. Tom says, Bill, I'm glad that baseball is taking all the precautions, keeping everybody safe. I'm glad that the Brewers are not testing positive. Hopefully we have baseball back throughout the weekend, but I am stoked for tonight just to get a glimpse of the Bucks doing it right in the bubble. I can't wait. Love the tailgate setup. When are you throwing the sausages on, and what are you eating? The sausages are going to go on in about an hour and a half. Just about the time that the ribs are going to be coming off the grill. We've got alcohol. I went down to Robert's specialty meats yesterday. Went down in Waukesha, and I loaded up. So they've got buy three, get the fourth one free for sausage packages. So I got the sweet Italians, the regular Italians. They didn't have the really hot and spicy Italians. So I got an Al Capone, and then they've got a jalapeno bacon cheddar sausage. I got some of those as well. Oh, I can't wait. Later on tonight, I am going to probably waddle over to the gym and maybe just use the bathroom. I don't know. But I'm probably going to go to the gym after I eat all this because it's good. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought, speaking if you want to get away, okay, with everything going on in the world of COVID, if you want to get away, you want to do it socially right, social distancing and such, there's no better place than up north, right? Up north is where they invented social distancing. Well, a couple of great destinations. Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. You can avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat. Take a couple of friends, take your family, whatever it happens to be, or just go away yourself. Play a little golf. By the way, the Four Seasons Island Resort, surrounded by water, they've got a 9-hole executive course on the island. Or you go to the Pine Mountain Resort, and they've got Timberstone Championship Golf Course right next to it. Fantastic, fantastic golf course, rated one of the best in America. Four Seasons, by the way, they're right there by miles of ATV trails if you want to take your ATV with you and do some social distancing that way. It's beautiful up north if you trail your motorcycle or go up on a motorcycle. Surrounded by water for great fishing, kayaking, boating, you can rent pontoons. Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, next to the Timberstone Championship Golf Course, but there's plenty to do there off the course as well. They got big saltwater pools, rafting, hiking, boating, so much more up there as well. You buy two weeknights, you get the third weeknight free. Buy two weeknights, get the third weeknight free at either resort right now. Visit PineMountainResort.com, PineMountainResort.com, or go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com, and see for yourself. Look for the season of savings rate when you're booking your getaway today. You got to hurry in because the offer ends September 30th. Okay. Coming up next, John Heyman. We're going to talk with him, and hopefully I get this set up in time, but we're going to do it all on Facebook Live. You're going to see the setup right here at the Tiki Bar doing the virtual tailgate today in honor of, well, no Brewers baseball, but Bucks basketball coming up tonight. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. And for those of you that are watching now over on Facebook Live, we are there as well. You're getting, it's kind of a rear shot of me. And you've got the smoking grill going on off to the right-hand side of the picture. I'm kind of hanging out here at the Tiki Bar doing the program today. But nevertheless, it's our virtual tailgate. We were doing it in honor of Brewers baseball in the home opener, but that is not going to happen today. Tomorrow they should be getting back at it. We're going to find out all the information right here, right now, as our good friend John Heyman joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. John, our MLB insider, our Radio.com insider, joining us. John, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. It's been a busy day for you. So what we know, I guess let's start with this morning, the progression, the Cardinals quarantining and such. Kind of give us an update as to what you know.
Yes, two Cardinals players tested positive and out of caution. The game was postponed for today, and we're going to have a game tomorrow at Miller Park, and then two Sunday, seven-inning variety. Cardinals players are isolating in the hotel except for taking another test. And the hope is that there are no more positives. It's just confined to the two players who've been identified as pitchers by The Athletic. They didn't say who they were, and I don't know. That's the hope. And if that is the case, my understanding is there will be a game tomorrow at Miller Park, then two on Sunday.
So I guess the hope is that it's just two guys that are quarantined, and then they what? Just bring in a couple of guys off that taxi squad, and the other two will be quarantined for the duration, and then hopefully we can continue on with baseball?
Right, right. The first time we had positive tests, we had four with the Marlins, and it turned out they played the game, and then there was an outbreak with the Marlins. So they're trying to be cautious, not want to make sure that the Cardinals, the rest of the Cardinals, were not exposed and are not positive, and before we move on with the next game. And the plan is to have the game on Saturday, and again, the Sunday games will be the seven-inning variety.
What are we hearing about some of the Marlins players possibly opting out, some of the guys that are not COVID positive that are now considering calling it quits? Do you know more about that?
Yes, I just reported Eson Diaz, the second baseman, young second baseman, is considering leaving the hotel and opting out. There's no official word that he has done so. He may have. I'm not sure. The Marlins are not commenting on it right now. Their executives are busy trying to find players to have a team and be able to play on Tuesday. So I'm not hurt that they haven't gotten back to me, but this, there's no confirmation of this. But I have heard that Eson Diaz is considering opting out, and I have heard that he is negative. But my understanding, he has a family consideration and is seriously considering opting out. I don't know if there are other players, but they clearly have a player shortage, but I don't blame anybody who opts out. And the Marlins or any other team, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting your health first.
The likelihood, I know that I heard something today, I think it was I don't know if it was the MLB Network or where I was reading it, that Major League Baseball, if games are not being able to be completed at a full 60-game slate for some teams, they may go to a winning percentage to determine division leaders and those that would end up in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, their hope is to play 60 games. Everyone plays 60, but at this point, the Marlins and the Phillies will have missed a full week, and there are only six off days built into the schedule. So it's going to be tough for everybody to play 60 games, but I think they'll have to go by percentage because they're clearly wedded to playing the expanded postseason in October and getting it done before November. So I would say that is correct. They'll go by percentage. And, you know, I mean, I know obviously that's not optimal, but, you know, in the NFL they have tiebreakers with teams with exactly the same record. And, you know, there's complaints about that too, no question about it. But yeah, Certainly baseball is held to a higher standard in terms of, you know, keeping things perfect.
On the line with us, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman, and the Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. So do you feel strong about the way Major League Baseball is handling all of this? I know there was some criticism last night by some of the Cubs that were made to wait around for that that postponement because of weather delays in Cincinnati. But I have said, and you and I have talked about this, there's no blueprint for all of this right now. This is kind of come and go day by day. Do you get an appreciation for the way Major League Baseball is handling things right now, or do you think that things are spiraling in the wrong direction?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a difficult situation. I will say I've heard the criticism they should have done the bubble. I think it would have been very difficult for baseball to do the bubble. They have much bigger traveling parties, and it's a different situation than the NHL and the NBA. The bubble was going to be, as they were considering it in Arizona, well, it was 108 degrees in Arizona yesterday, and they have only one indoor facility, Chase Field, and you know, they would have had to play multiple games in Chase Field. That's fine, but they couldn't play all 15 games every day in Chase Field. Certainly would have been crowded in Chase Field, very hot outside of Chase Field. I understand the COVID is a bigger situation than the heat, but, you know, I wouldn't want to try to play a nine-inning game in 108 degrees. It was 118 degrees a couple weeks ago. It would have been very difficult to do a bubble for MLB. The real problem with MLB, though, is the their big traveling parties. In NBA, it's 12 players. MLB, at this point, we had 30 players, so would have been difficult to do it that way. But obviously, there have been some issues already. The Marlins that really have an outbreak now, to have 60% of their players positive, that's an issue. You know, it's an issue. It's not an issue that's going to get them to consider stopping this. You know, I think they're going to try to figure it out for now. And, you know, obviously, we hope nobody becomes seriously ill. That, to me, would be the bigger problem. If somebody really became seriously ill, the thought is that, you know, we're talking about guys in their 20s and 30s, you know, the feeling is that the chances are good that they'll all recover from this illness.
Talking with John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. And, John, the Major League Baseball season, I know that there's a lot of people preaching a lot of gloom and doom. I still have – maybe it's just because I'm a baseball enthusiast. I still have hope that they can finish this thing. I just don't know when it comes to protocols, when it comes to a guy testing positive. They've got a 14-day wait after that. When you have numerous players like the Marlins have had, you got to go 14 days. Are the Marlins currently scrambling for players to be able to kind of field a team? Do we know if they're going to be able to get back on the field anytime sooner than the 14 days? What do we know about the Marlins restart?
Yes, they are scrambling for players. They have claimed three players, including Michael Morin, the pitcher, who I believe is with the Brewers. So they've got three pitchers that they've claimed. They need many more players, more pitchers. They've signed two players. Logan Forsythe was signed. Wilkin Castillo was signed. They have been major leaguers in the past. The problem is they want to get guys who were at least in spring training 2.0 and are ready to go and also are COVID-free. So, you know, it's not easy. There's also a numerical limitation. You only have a 40-man roster. And, you know, if someone goes to the major leagues, they have to be put on the 40-man roster. And if you've already got 18 positives, it really doesn't add up to having 30 men. So they're going to have to figure out a way to probably adjust the rules to accommodate the Marlins somehow, I would think, unless they're going to play with fewer than 30 players, or there's some math genius out there that's got it figured out differently than I do. But I don't see how they can fit 30 players on the field when you can only have 40 men who are on the 40-man roster, and you've got 18 that can't play. And I don't think any of them are going to be able to play by Tuesday. Maybe one or two will. MLB actually has it where if you test negative consecutively, within at least 24 hours apart and have the doctor approval, you can come back before the 14 days. So technically there can be some players that could come back even Tuesday who had been positive and play. You know, I'm not sure that's going to happen, though. To get a positive test, then to get two negative tests might not be that easy to do right away. It did happen, and some cases it was Juan Soto, and they assume that, or they think presumably that he was had a false positive, unfortunately. But if you actually had a legit positive, to get two negatives and 24 hours apart, it's going to be difficult to get them back on the field by Tuesday. But if they have a few of those that are able to get the two negatives quickly and play, that will help alleviate some of their problem. But they're in a bind. They really are.
An incredibly busy day for John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Insider calls brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. I want to go more to the on-the-field stuff. We've seen Woodruff get off to a tremendous start. It was interesting. I was watching Major League Baseball, the channel the other day, and John Smoltz said he is his candidate for a Cy Young. Do you think Woodruff has the stuff to be a Cy Young Award winner?
He's got great stuff, so, you know, it's possible. There's a lot of competition in the National League, Jake DeGrom, and obviously all those Nats guys, and Bueller. You know, there are a lot of great pitchers in the National League. It's not easy to win a Cy Young. He definitely has the stuff to do it, you know, fantastic for him. And he can hit, too, from what I recall from seeing him in the playoffs. But
yeah.
He is a fantastic pitcher. He could do it. He has the stuff, just like we're seeing some new guys, Shane Bieber with the Indians. He's got the stuff to do it and maybe upset Garrett Cole out in the American League. But Woodruff, I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, I think DeGrom is the favorite. I think he's the best pitcher in the league. But Woodruff is very, very good, and it's very fortunate to have him on that team.
One more question, and that is Christian Yelich really struggling at the plate. I watched his last plate appearance the other day in Pittsburgh, and he just on that breaking ball low and away just looked all just fooled, like he was almost guessing. At what point, if you're a Brewers fan, do you start to become really concerned about Christian Yelich?
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird season. He didn't look good in spring training 2.0 from what I saw. So, you know, it might take him a little while to get going and get back up to his performance. I saw Adam McAlvey had written a story that he had the best war over the last 2 years in the National League, and today he has the worst war in the National League at negative 0.5. Very, very unusual situation. I don't think it could be worse than Gary Sanchez, who's 0-15, I think, with 10 strikeouts. So, but, you know, I at some point you're going to be concerned. I mean, I Christian Yelich is a fantastic player, and he's going to get it going, but obviously in a short season, you know, you really can't have a two-week slump. If he limits it to a week, that's fine. But for the team's sake, it can't be longer than that. I mean, eventually, I wouldn't worry about him personally. He's going to be fantastic. But for the team, they need him to get going sometime very soon.
John, always great. I know it's been a busy day for you. Thanks for jumping on with us for a couple of minutes. We certainly appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Okay, always great talking to you, and I do want to say hello to my nephew, Sam Engelman, who's 9 years old, up in the North Shore Little League up there. He's quite a player, not Christian Yelich caliber, but very, very good.
I got to keep an eye on him now. Fantastic.
All right.
John, always a pleasure. All right. Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right,
there you go. John Haven, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. The Insider calls are brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to SchneiderJobs.com. A couple of things I want to bring up and let you know about when we come back. Stay tuned. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. That's EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings, whatever it happens to be, they can do it, whether it's from Green Bay to Racine, everywhere in between, homeowners, business owners, big industrial owners, whatever your needs, they warranty it for life. They can paint the rooms and paint things as well, and they do a bang-up job with that. Go to EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. That's EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. I'll get you up to date on a couple of appearances and a couple of events coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers training camp is underway. So far, four players are on the Packers reserve list for COVID-19, including place kicker Mason Crosby and second-year tight end Jay Sternberger. That means they either tested positive or may have been around someone recently who had the virus. For now, they won't be able to enter the team facilities. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
From my perspective, is I know we have to be fluid, and we've got to be flexible and be ready to adjust to whatever circumstances may or may not arise throughout the duration of training camp.
One player who chose to opt out this week was wide receiver Devin Funchess. Before free agency, Funchess was asked what he can still bring to an NFL team.
Versatility. I could play anywhere on the field. The playbook is easy to me. Whatever playbook you want, and then you can't teach size or speed. So I'm 6'4", 230, and I can run.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up.
We don't get them girls loose, loose. We don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, we're having a good time. Thanks to everybody for all the kind words over on Facebook Live. And thanks for watching over there. Thanks for taking a listen to us. If you're paying attention to us on Twitter, you've seen some of the pictures doing the virtual tailgate today. We were doing it in honor of the Brewers' home opener, doing a little grilling. The ribs have been smoking since about 9 this morning. We're going to do some sausages over here a little bit later on today. And I'm going to bring you in on Instagram and Facebook Live and such if you want to pay attention to us over there. And I'll let you kind of see what's going on back here. And maybe you're doing one at your own palace. And a lot of people are, as a matter of fact. Mark, Jake, and Henry all doing some tailgating today. Henry says, you inspired me. I took the day off, and I was waiting for Brewers baseball, and instead I'm just grilling out, hanging out, waiting for Bucks basketball. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I did want to let you know that all the tickets, I just got a couple of people that emailed me saying, hey, the link is gone for the golf outing on Monday. Sold out. I told you it was going to sell out. I don't mean to be one of those jags that say I told you so, but I told you so. I am. These events sell out, and if you wait till the last minute, chances are you don't get tickets. Even my tickets are now gone. So it's completely sold out. There's only so many we can sell right now with COVID being what it is. So on one hand, I apologize, but on the other hand, get in early. I keep telling you, get these things early. So speaking of that, our next event, if you are in the Chippewa Falls area, coming up August 13th, there's only a handful of tickets, I'm being told, left for that one. They are selling fast in La Crosse. We're going to be there on September 9th for the cigar dinner event at Shenanigans Entertainment Center and Sports Bar, which is now a big banquet facility, really. But we're going to be there on September 9th, and then we're going to be in Wausau on September 23rd, September 23rd at the bar in Rothschild. So those three events are still coming up, and there are still some tickets available. The one in Wausau is selling very fast. The one in Chippewa Falls only has a handful of tickets left. The La Crosse one, I think, is about half sold, but these are selling quick. So if you haven't gotten tickets yet and you've ever been to one of these, you know what I'm talking about. They sell out. So get your tickets now. Go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And, yes, Mark, John, and Ron, the Fisher House motorcycle ride is going on as planned. There's going to be a couple of changes regarding social distancing and keeping everybody safe, but there is no better way to socially distance yourself than on a motorcycle from everybody. So just stay tuned. It is going to come up Sunday, September 6th. Mark your calendar. Mark your calendar. We'll let you know all the details coming up regarding that, and it's going to be posted with Wisconsin Harley-Davidson as well in conjunction with our sponsor, Bud Light, so we can't say thanks. And also Milwaukee Brewing. Thanks to Milwaukee Brewing for a part of this as well. By the way, I've got the Milwaukee Brewing can right here, the MKE MVP, the Hazy IPA. That's right here next to us on the I'm going to have a couple of these coming up tonight. I'm telling you that right now, watching some Bucks basketball. Coming up in the next hour, we got a lot. We're not done yet. We're only halfway through it. Top five Friday, behind Giannis and LeBron, who are your top five players in the NBA? Get rid of the two MVP candidates. Who are the top five players in the NBA right now? We'll give you ours coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.